The last 30 or 40 years, there's been a movement in psychology, child development, education, social work, counseling, toward what I've labeled kinder and gentler discipline. The people of the past, in the eyes of those who promulgate more enlightened theories of child rearing, were heavy-handed. Way too much physical punishment. Inappropriate. Didn't focus on the positives. Not enough sticker systems. Not enough iMessages. They were just autocratic, overbearing. And there is a much more enlightened, kinder, and gentler way to discipline children. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Except, unfortunately, it does get carried to the other extreme, in my opinion. And even though parents don't agree with most of it, if you talk to them, they will agree that, in fact, kids need a strong hand. Unfortunately, when you swim in water, you're going to get wet. And you're going to get wet all over. You may not realize all the place that the water seeps in, like your ears. Many parents, on one hand, will say, no, children need to know the parent is in charge. Children need to know the parent is firmly in command of the situation. Parents need to act with resolve, confidence, quiet strength. But on the other hand, they exhibit little subtleties that they have indeed imbibed the kinder and gentler approach to discipline. Permit me to illustrate. When my kids were in preschool, the older of my children went to preschool. The younger ones, I don't even know if they're in school. I ask them, I say, how old are you? 11? Are you in school yet? Well, no. Well, we'll get there. Get a little sloppy in your parenting as the kids get older. And I would sit and watch the parents come in to pick up their children to get them in the car, bringing in their M&Ms, you know, giving them M&Ms so that they'd go out cooperatively to the car. And I would watch the kinder, gentler discipline. Okay, honey, we're going to go now, okay? Hey, how about we put our coat on? Let's put our coat on, all right? You want to put your coat on? Discipline in the form of a question. The parent wasn't really saying, how about if we put our coats on? I wanted to say to the mom, your coat's already on. And furthermore, if the kid were to honestly answer the question, he'd probably say, I don't want to put my coat on. What do you mean, we put our coats on? You put your coat on. But it seems a nicer way. It's a Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? It's just a nicer way of saying it. Put it in question. Put it in a cooperative mode. Okay, it's time to go. Are you ready to go? Come on, it's time to go. You want to get in the car now? Okay, come on, let's get in the car now. Okay? 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 Lots of okays, lots of all rights, and lots of, is that what you want to do? Are you going to be agreeable with me? Now, granted, I don't be a Scrooge about it here. It is a sweeter way to ask. The problem is it conveys the wrong message. It conveys the message that it's negotiable. Is it negotiable that they leave on time and get in the car? Do you want to go now? Are you really asking him, do you want to go now? Because if he was honest, he'd say, no, I don't want to go now. Not ready to go at all. And in many respects, that's what the kids say. Nonverbally, that is, with their behavior. They don't cooperate. They ignore. They blow you off. They don't get their coat. They're still roaming around the room. Kinder and gentler discipline works for some kids. Consistently, I'd say maybe what percentage of kids? 0.00002 6% maybe. There are those kids that might say, oh, yes, mother. Why, thank you for asking me so pleasantly. Of course. You don't need to even say a second time, do I want to get my coat on. Whatever you want, Mother, is what I want. You got a kid like that? You better check him. Something's wrong. But the vast majority of real-life children find out very quickly that question discipline is really weak discipline. It doesn't mean it. And ultimately what happens is when question discipline doesn't work, you get frustrated. Because you attempted to be nice. You attempted to ask for cooperation. And when you didn't get it, why? Because you're dealing with a kid. You get frustrated. We're leaving now. Did you hear me? See, the question is gone. The command is now taking place. Probably the best thing to do would be to command, however gently, in the beginning. Get your coat, please. We're heading out. You even said please. You asked nice. Throw in some pleases and thank yous. Just watch the... Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Now, if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to take a break, okay? Let's all just take a break. And then I'll come back, and then you can ask questions if you call 877-573-7825, all right? Okay, can you call now? Okay.